transmission.
Okay, so if you check your clock, you will notice that it is in fact 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Extraordinarily Dubious Committee. Oh, we've got goals today. What is today's goal? What's my cat doing? What are you doing over there, Pippa? I'm drinking tea on this rainy Sunday morning. I got up a little bit earlier than I normally do. I'm kind of excited about that. I don't know why. And right now, I gotta get up. What's Pippa doing? She's doing stuff in the bathroom. What's the kitty doing? Let's go see what the kitty's doing. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, not doing anything. Oh, bro. Oh, you're hiding behind the door now? Well, hello. Why are you hiding behind the door? You're not going to tell me? Is it a secret? Is it a kitty secret? I recognize that face. That's your predator face. Yeah, I know predator face when I see it. Are you hiding behind the door to ambush me? Are you going to give me the kitty ambush? Yeah, it's a good thing I saw you, huh? Because I know kitty tricks. Do you think you're tricky? Do you think you have kitty tricks? You think you're so tricky? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Are you going to jump up and attack my face? Look at you. I know that look. You're going to attack, huh? I'm about to be attacked by my cat. What are you doing? Yeah, somebody said, oh, I was going to give you an ambush and attack you, but no, I recognize the ambush. I ruined the surprise. Are you still back here? Hi. Oh, you're so hidey. Yeah, you can hide so well. I better get out of here before my cat jumps up and attacks my face. Because that's what she was about to do. Oh. Yeah, let me sit back down here. Jeez. Sinus problems. Yo. I thought I was ready to go. Maybe not. Oh, good tea. Very good tea. Okay, so what's up? What's been happening? Well, if you heard yesterday's show, you are aware that last night I got to go out to eat with my parents, and we went to one of my favorite restaurants, Mediterranean Bistro. Which is a code name. Yeah, Mediterranean Bistro. It is, in fact, a Persian restaurant. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, why don't they call it Persian Bistro? Well, that's one of the oddities of things around here. And when I say around here, I mean in Omaha, Nebraska. There are some ethnic peoples who, for various reasons, and don't really know if they should use their true ethnic identity. And so they refer to themselves as Mediterranean instead of, well, whatever they are, like Persian or what's the guy who owns that grocery store I like, the Mediterranean grocery store? Now my mind has gone blank, and my throat is doing weird stuff. We might have to stop doing the show here. I cannot talk. I cannot talk. That's fine. All right. So anyway. Yeah, last night we went to the Mediterranean Bistro and we all had Juje kebab, which is chicken kebab served with rice and some mushrooms and tomato and zucchini and onion. And I like to sprinkle on the sumac. There's little jars of sumac on the table. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. And they have this habanero chutney. It's super good. And so grab a few spoons of that. Blorp, blorp, blorp. Nom, nom, nom. So delicious. And I got nice and full and I ate ate all my food. It was so yummy. But there were some leftovers. My mom and dad had leftovers, so we put that in a box, and I got that in my refrigerator right now, waiting for me. After this show, that is what I'm going to eat. So delicious. Nom, nom, nom. Also, before we went out to eat, I went over to my parents' house. Because my amp kit arrived. If you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, you are aware that my dad and I have a new project, and that new project is to build an amplifier. What kind of amplifier, you might be asking? An amplifier for electrical musical instruments. This would be a very, very good guitar amplifier. It's cool. This is a kit. And that's what we did last night. Basically, we unboxed the kit and took inventory of all the parts. I made sure we had all the parts. And this is not some kind of wimpy little amplifier. This is this is an interesting piece. Now, I don't know if you know anything about guitar amplifiers or anything, but I'm going to start getting guitar amplifier technical here. And even if you don't know anything about guitar amplifiers, you are probably aware that there is a guitar company called Fender. They make some of the most famous guitars, such as the Stratocaster and the Telecaster. And they also make basses and stuff. They also make amplifiers. Well, Fender has a long history of famous amplifiers. I don't know what details to go into here. These amplifiers produce a very distinct sound, and so they are quite sought after. People want these amplifiers, especially now, after the fact. And so, this amplifier kit that we have is basically a modern-day reproduction of a certain type of Fender vintage amplifier. Specifically, the 1965 Princeton Reverb. Okay, this is a classic, classic amp. This is, in fact, a tube amplifier. It's not solid state. It's vacuum state. It is a valve amplifier, if you are in Britain. It uses thermionic valves. Which in America we call tubes. Vacuum tubes and thermionic valves are the same thing. I've never built a tube amplifier before. I have built plenty of amplifiers in my life. Literally dozens. But these have all been solid state amplifiers. These are amplifiers with transistors, not with tubes. I've never worked with tubes, so this is a new thing for me. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm vaguely aware that tubes are a little bit dangerous. There's some high voltages that can kill you, which I'm not excited about. Because when you're working with little tiny transistors, they won't kill you. That's what's so nice about them. They are very friendly and are not trying to attack you. I have never been persecuted by a transistor, which is why we love them. So yeah, this is a tube amplifier. It's got seven tubes.
And the tubes were made by, what's the name of the company? JJ. A company making tubes in Slovakia. Yeah. And the final pair, the I don't know if you know anything about tubes, but the final pair is 6V6s, 6V6 GT. Thinking about it, getting some old Soviet surplus tubes, but you know, I don't even have the amp together yet, and I'm already thinking about different tubes to put in it. Now, some of you smartasses out there might be thinking, Toby, you haven't even finished building your electric guitar yet. Why are you building the amplifier? Well, you know, here's the deal. You might as well go ahead and build the amplifier first, because you can't play the guitar without the amplifier. So if I was to build the guitar first, then I'd be sitting around with the guitar going, gee, I wish I had an amplifier so I could play my guitar. Now, of course, there are some of you contrarians out there, but Tobe, if you build the amplifier, then you'll have an amplifier and say, gee, I wish I had a guitar to play through this amplifier. No, it doesn't work that way. I am right. You are wrong. So yeah, build an amplifier. And it is cool. It is so cool. I can't stand it. This is the real deal. It's a real nice piece of work. Very, very, very professionally put together kit. Very good stuff. I'm impressed. I'm blown out of the water. I'm absolutely shocked and surprised and impressed all around. If you too would like to learn how to build a vintage reproduction amplifier from a kit, I can give you more information about that. Go ahead and contact me, tobe@sdf.org. The company you need to know is Stuart McDonald, the Luthier Supply Company. They also have these amp kits. And then then the worst part is I was looking at the instructions for the amp kit. Then in the back, there's like a listing of some of the other amp kits they have. Oh my God, you wouldn't believe what else they have. And it's like, oh my God. Yeah, so if you want to build your own Marshall, or, you know, Marshall clone, these are the people to see. Stuart McDonald. Anywho. So I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning thinking about bagpipes. Speaking of musical instruments. And you've heard me say it a million times. I'm a huge bagpipe fan. I love the sound of bagpipes. Various kinds of bagpipes. Not just the GHBs. So now it's time for a bagpipe lesson. There are many different kinds of bagpipes in the world. There are a lot of cultures who have, you know, basically invented some style of bagpipe. And when we think of bagpipes, people mostly think about the Great Highland Bagpipes. You think about a Scottish guy in a kilt, wearing a tam, marching around, carrying these giant bagpipes that are super loud, and he's just blasting them. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, right? These bagpipes, these big bagpipes, that the most common ones that we're always thinking about when we think about the word bagpipes, these are the Great Highland Bagpipes. These are the Scottish bagpipes that we all think about. Hereafter referred to as GHB, the Great Highland Bagpipes. And they're great. Don't get me wrong, I love them. They're super cool. But there's other stuff out there. There's lots of other interesting bagpipes that come out of France and Europe and even down into the Near East and the Far East for that matter. But today we're going to talk about Northumbrian pipes. Some of the more interesting pipes are the Uilleann pipes that come out of Ireland, which are smaller than Great Highland bagpipes, and they play a little bit different. They sound a little bit different. And I do enjoy Uilleann pipes. but probably my favorite sound are the Northumbrian pipes, sometimes also called the Northumbrian small pipes. Why are they called the small pipes? Well, because they're small. They're a little bit smaller. They're about the third the size of the Great Highland bagpipes, and they're quieter. GHBs are very, very loud. You cannot play them indoors. You cannot play them outdoors in a populated area. Well, not in America, because people will come out and start shooting at you for making so much damn noise. But the Northumbrian pipes, being as they have a smaller bore, and I'm talking about an internal diameter of like a quarter inch, like 6 centimeters. And they're also not mouth blown. Northumbrian pipes are bellows blown. When we talk about bagpipes and the GHBs, there's a pipe that goes into the piper's mouth, and the person who's playing these pipes then blows into this pipe, and that fills up the bag of, you know, the bagpipes. This bag fills up with air and is then squeezed with the elbow, and that pushes air through the pipes that make the sounds. Okay, and that's how bagpipes work. Well, that's how GHBs work. Northumbrian pipes and some other types of bagpipes use a small bellows. And when I say small, I mean, you know, smaller than a fireplace bellows. This is usually, about, you know, say 15 centimeters in diameter. It's about 6 inches in diameter, and it's not very thick. You know, it's like 4 or 5 inches thick. And you place these under your other elbow, and you work these bellows with your elbow, and the bellows fill up the bag that is under your other elbow. Now, the thing that really sets Northumbrian pipes apart from everything else is that they are not a constant velocity instrument. Now we're going to get really technical. When I say constant velocity, I mean always sounding. Great Highland bagpipes, you can't turn them off. Once you fill the bag up with air, the air flows freely out the pipes, out the drones, and out the chanter, and it starts making sound. And it keeps going until you stop filling the bag up with air. This is constant velocity. The air is constantly moving, has a constant velocity. And the instrument is always sounding. That's why all bagpipe tunes start off, and then, okay, right? Northumbrian pipes are not that way. The pipes are actually stopped. They have closed ends, so the air can't come out, and therefore it doesn't make a sound until you lift your finger off the holes. But Northumbrian pipes don't have holes. They have levers, which makes them also a little bit different than GHBs. So you can also turn on off and on the drones, and so you can get different sounds. You can get different vibes, so to speak. And the Northumbrian pipes are especially interesting because the drones will sound, but the melody won't sound. Bagpipes have, they basically have like three or four or five pipes. Some of them just play a single note and are constantly going, and they play the drone sound. We've talked about that. It's always a fifth. It's blah. And then there's another pipe that you doodly, doodly, doodly your fingers on, and that makes the melody. Where was I going with this? So Northumbrian pipes, yeah, they don't sound until you actually start moving your fingers. And since it doesn't have constant velocity, you do not have a legato sound. There is not a smooth transition between notes. It is a very staccato sound. It's a very brief pause before the next note. So instead of going it goes Okay, you get that staccato sound. Staccato meaning it's stopping and, you know, starting back up again. And so this is very different than, say, the GHBs, where we just have every note is slurring into the next note. every note is portamento. Every note is glissandoed into the next note. Northumbrian pipes are completely different. They're the actual opposite. Each note is very short and brief, and there is a very clear, audible pause between the next note, giving it that staccato sound of dat da 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 instead of doo 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 doo. You know, it's doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Why am I sitting here trying to make stupid sounds with my mouth when we could just, you know, listen to an example of this? Yeah, here we go. I've been watching this kid, this Northumbrian girl. She's got this young girl. Her name is Chloe Corrigan. Well, she was young when this video was made 10 years ago, so she's in her mid-20s now. But, you know, her mom or dad or somebody made these videos of when she was a teenager playing the Northumbrian pipes, and she's really good. Cute little kid. She's got that border counties type of face and hair. She's a real cutie. And she's really good playing these Northumbrian pipes. So we're going to listen to Chloe Corrigan play the Northumbrian pipes. This is a two-song medley, and this first song might be recognizable to anyone who is about my age, because this song is called Something 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 Endearing Young Charms. I think it's just generally known as Endearing Young Charms, but this title is actually longer. And people my age might recognize this as the beginning to the song Come on Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners. You know, that song starts off with this funny little melody before it goes into the main riff. And if you've heard that song enough, you will recognize this tune. The second tune that the girl plays, that Chloe plays, I don't recognize. It sounds, I'm not sure what it is. But the thing is, I might have to cut this off at the end because the level of this recording is not good and everybody is sitting by the microphone. Instead of the microphone being next to the instrument, the microphone's in the audience, so as soon as everybody starts clapping, we're going to get some clips. So, yeah, I don't know. This is kind of risky, but we're going to listen to it anyway. Okay, Chloe, give us some pipes. Pipin'. See if you can recognize the beginning of this track. All right, so she's getting ready. She's filling up the bag. What are you doing, kid? Thank you. Fantastic. All right, I'm going to start fading this out. Good arpeggios, kid. Okay. So, unfortunately, I got to sort of kill this. Yeah, kind of had to stop that early for various reasons. The funny thing is, the irony is, that's the best recording of Northumbrian pipes that I could find that didn't have somebody talking. Why is this? Well, because there are so few people playing these instruments that there's not a lot of professional recordings. And so about the only thing I could find are these just, you know, here's somebody playing somewhere and there's a home recording, video recording of it. And it's sort of annoying that, yeah, I spent 35 to 40 minutes just trying to find a decent sounding recording. And that was pretty much like the best one. That should tell you something. Regardless, that was a lovely rendition of Endearing Young Charms and Something Else. And the funny thing is when our player, Chloe here, was cranking through those arpeggios in the third eight, it was really funny because after she played them, she looked up, she had this, hold on, she had this great look on her face. When she was doing those arpeggios, right afterwards, she sort of looked up in the air and she had this face of relief, this expression of relief. I could see the thoughts in her brain. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe I just pulled that off. It was that face. It was great. I'm like, dude, that was awesome. So if you're looking for an obscure instrument so that you can be one of the greatest players in the world just because so few people play it, I suggest you try the Northumbrian pipes. And if you are, in fact, ethnically Northumbrian, you'd better start playing this to preserve your heritage. And if you don't know where Northumbria is, look it up. This is not the Dubious Geography Committee. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and it's time for me to eat leftover Jujay kebab.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
The third due to the time will be 20 hours 00 minutes precisely. Due to